Proclamation number 5963, dated the May 21st, 1954. Love, he who remains in love remains in me. Single quote. In unity with me you find your peace of mind. Your longing is satisfied as soon as you know yourselves to be as one with me. If you have united with me through love or heartfelt prayer sent to me in spirit and in truth. Prayer is the wool for unity with me. Activity of love, however, is the fulfillment. 4. He who remains in love remains in me and I in him. Single quote. Love is the most important, and everything that is described as the maturing of the soul, the return into the Father's house and eternal beatitude depends on deeds of love. And if you always only keep these words in mind, he who remains in love remains in me and I in him. Single quote. If you always only remember that I am love itself, then you will consider the fulfillment of my commandments of love to be the most important thing, and then you will endeavor to live a life of love in order to be thereby eternally united with me. Love is everything. It is redeeming strength. It is light. It is the divine principle, the center of eternal order. If a human being exists without love, then he has completely left this order. His thoughts and activity are completely in opposition to God. He is spiritually blind. That is, he is ignorant, and he is unredeemed in the hands of the adversary who wants to exclude him from all happiness. I am love itself. Heartlessness is my adversary. And anyone who therefore desires to be united with me, who wants to attain me, must live a life of love, for then I must also be with him, because love is and has been my fundamental substance for eternity. I certainly bestow unlimited blessings, I certainly grant you what you don't deserve and don't strive for by yourselves, yet all my gifts of grace only intend to achieve one thing, that you shape yourselves into love. For even if I would like to bestow everything upon you, you would nevertheless remain dead without love. Without love you would remain judged beings. You would only ever remain my living creations but never ever be able to become my children. Only love can accomplish my living creations' deification. Only love can unite us. Otherwise you will always just lead a miserable existence as isolated beings outside of me. And this is why the first and most important commandment is to love God above all else and your neighbor as yourself. And your spiritual state on earth as well as in eternity one day depends on your fulfillment of this commandment. This is why I instructed my disciples to go into the world and proclaim my divine teaching of love to humanity. This is why I myself exemplify to people on earth a life of love and sealed my teaching of love with the death on the cross, which I suffered on behalf of my fellow human beings because of my greater than great love, because I recognized their infinite hardship and wanted to help them. And as long as you humans ignore these commandments of mine, you'll be unable to achieve beatitude, no matter how profoundly you humble yourselves in the dust before me, pleading for my mercy. My love for you cannot be exceeded any more, and I want to win all of you over for me, yet my bliss only consists of your reciprocated love, and you must grant this to me voluntarily. And your appeal for mercy has to be based on your desire for me because you love me, and because you realize how far away you still are from me. You must try to reach me, you must want to achieve unity with me, and therefore you must live a life of love yourselves or unity will never be possible to achieve. Consider the fact that with every deed of love you draw the eternal love itself to yourselves, but that it cannot enter your hearts if they are still completely contradicting God's fundamental nature. You only unite with me through love, and that is what you ought to bear in mind and seek to fulfill the commandment of love as the most important. You ought to know that no human being can become blissfully happy without love. Amen.